and the final whistle goes, and it's a jubilant Dagenham and Redbridge players who hug each other, hold their hands aloft, clenched fists. They're absolutely thrilled with an away performance that's seen them score their first league goal away from home, and it's also resulted in 3 points that lifts Dagenham and Redbridge away from the foot of the table. It's their first away win in the Football League, and it's come at the expense of hapless Mansfield Town, who are now, I predict, rooted to the foot of the whole Football League following this 1-0 defeat. It was a header at the back post, and Mansfield have gone down 1-0. Martin Shaw shakes his head in complete disbelief, but Uke's header late in the game will be the one that sees Dagenham and Redbridge with their first away win ever in the Football League, and that's what it'll say in the Sunday papers tomorrow, Martin Shaw.
Yeah, well, astonishing stuff really, because the Stags have dominated this game really from start to finish, with the exception of a small period in the early stages of the second half. They've created a lot of chances, especially in the first half, chance after chance after chance. In the second half, we had fewer chances, to be honest. We didn't really play well enough in the second half, I don't think. But overall, we did enough to win that game. And it's just an absolute catastrophe for Mansfield Town to win that game. The Stags players coming off there look absolutely crestfallen. And I think the Stags fans leaving the ground probably feel the same. It's an absolute disaster for Mansfield Town. One or two decent performances from the Stags players. I don't think they've overall played that badly. But, you know, we've seen these sort of games before where one side dominates completely and the opposition, who came to put eight men or so behind the ball, they kept clearing balls off the line, Dagenham. They defended pretty well, very, very deep. And they just killed us with the sucker punch. I mean, that you know, great celebrations from the Dagenham players there, but disaster.
But aren't you two fed up of seeing opposition teams and supporters celebrating at Field Mill? Because I'm getting absolutely peeved with it. We watched Chesterfield the other week, saluting their supporters. Everyone, the management and the bench and the players, they're going to go into a huddle now, look. Well, I mean, are they taking the proverbial here? Because I just can't believe this ground here at Field Mill used to be a place where teams dreaded to come, Steve Archer, and now it's a place where you can go and get something out of a game. Why? What's changed?
Well, I tell you what's upsetting me, and exactly the same sort of things that you've said, Nigel. You've only got to look at even Stockport County. Everybody said what a great result the Mansfield it was. Let's not forget, Stockport for the last 15 minutes could have snatched a draw, and even their fans left happy and celebrating, and their players went over to their fans because it had been a great response for them in the last half of the second half. If it wasn't for that first 30 minutes against Stockport, we could have been looking at almost every game lost.
Is this a new low? Is this a new low we're seeing today?
Well, we've been bottom of the Football League before.
There's always been that bit of hope, Martin, hasn't there? There's always been that bit of hope.
Yeah, things look bad, and let's face it, I think after a 1-1 draw at Macclesfield, we were bottom of the Football League. Things look bad then. Things look bad now. Things look very bad now. We'll turn up again on Tuesday night, won't we? And we'll still be hopeful against Milton Keynes Dons. But there's going to be a big difference against Milton Keynes Dons. They've got some top quality players. Dagenham, let's face it, they didn't have any top quality players whatsoever. They defended doggedly, but they didn't have any.
Let's just cast our minds forward 7 days. Where can you see points coming from MK Dons on Tuesday and then Rotherham United away on Saturday? Show me the points out of the next nine.
I'll tell you where.
Unless we can do something like this.
I'll tell you where. You know what's going to happen Tuesday, don't you? Manchester Town are going to turn up. Everybody's going to expect them to lose against MK Dons. And we're going to beat up something like 2-0. Because that is just how things go at Field Mill.
Well, look, okay. I'll put it another way then. You called this. You said, how often have we seen it when Mansfield have dominated games and then opposition teams who have had very few chances go away and nick a goal? But Mansfield don't seem to have the ability to do that. We don't seem to have the ability to soak up pressure and hit teams on the counter. Look at our forward line in that second half, with the likes of Hamshaw, Arnold, Boulding, Brown, McAliskey on the bench. And we couldn't penetrate what are two classic lower division stoppers in Ross Smith and Anwar Uddin. And I'm telling you something else as well. There were times in that second half when Scott Griffiths and Danny Foster took the mickey out of us because they were playing so far forward. They got back as right and left back respectively, and we looked horrible.
We did. I can't say anything other, Nigel. I mean,
Can you find any argument?
No, Martin says, Nigel, you know, we've been bottom of the league before, but there was always that little bit of hope, that little bit of glimmer, that little bit of, well, you know, we'll get back, we're not playing that badly, we'll climb up, you know, get rid of Carlton Palmer, everything will be okay.
It was, yeah,
Billy Shirtlift came in, you know, we got a draw, didn't we, after the defeat at Rochdale, Palmer's last game in charge.
So where's it going wrong then? Is it going wrong off the pitch?
Well, on the pitch?
I think yes.
Is it a combination
of everything?
Is Billy Dearden the wrong man? Because I don't think he is. I think he's the right man. Has he been given enough support? Has he been given enough money?
Nigel, the whole atmosphere in Field Mill, from the tea ladies to the top, to the car park attendants, to the fans that are paying the money to coming through the turnstiles, the whole atmosphere at Field Mill is on a massive, massive, what I feel, all-time low downer. Haslam needs to go, needs to get things sorted out. I mean, Christ, how long does it take to sell anything? You know what I mean? You know, I said at the start of the afternoon, it's like El Dorado. It's lasted longer than El Dorado. Well, it's just as poorly written, Nigel. It's an abysmal way to run a football club. It needs sorting. Needs sorting quickly. He needs to be gone. The new owners need to come in. And the whole place needs an injection buzz. You know, a massive, massive giant Atadan pill needs to be dropped on top of Field Mill.
Is it likely to get that injection and build a new momentum with a man who's already been here during the reign of Keith Haslam? And I'm talking about James Derry. I've listened to James Derry, and I quite like what he says. I've yet to see what James Derry can deliver. In my opinion, he is the only viable option that this football club has got at the moment, along with his consortium, to get this club and take the club forward. But do we really genuinely think that just because the club's going to change hands, we're going to see something different to what we saw today? Don't get me wrong, we've played well in patches, but this is Dagenham and Redbridge. Yeah. You know, let's be absolutely fair. We should have beaten these teams.
I think one thing about the on-pitch performance was that I said before the game, you know, if it was 0-0 with half an hour to go, we'd have Simon Brown to come on, and I fully expected Simon Brown to come on and run rings around the Dagenham defence, and that just didn't happen. Nothing happened at all when Brown came on. Arnold, for the first few minutes that Arnold came on, he looked dangerous, but we just created nothing at all. And Steve called it right when he was talking about the fact that balls were played into the middle. There was nobody to head the ball in the middle, and it was only really from sort of corner kick situations when we had Bullock up there and Buxton and Baptiste that we looked as though we might win a header in the air. All the crosses from open play, you might as well not be bothering, because nobody's going to get on the end of those.
Going back to Stagenham and Redbridge now, yep. I've never seen two fullbacks away from home yet behind the opposition midfielders as often as those two did today, Foster and Griffiths. The amount of times they found themselves in space to go for a return pass with any of the lads up front, and I include Strevens and Moore in the first half, and Sammy Sloan, who played a little bit deeper in the second half, but the amount of times the fullbacks got forward was absolutely unbelievable. And I thought, hang on a minute, can somebody just tap me on the shoulder and tell me who's the home team and who's the away team? Yeah, we had a period after the injury, which I hope is nothing serious to young Woody, but you know, I still think that when we're on top, and we talked about this, Steve, when Mansfield are on top in games, Martin, I don't know whether you'll feel the same, we don't seem to be able to take advantage of all the possession we have. We don't seem to be able to break teams down and get the all-important goals. The periods where Mansfield are dominating games, they're just not converting the chances. Whereas other teams who play against Mansfield, the few times that Dagenham and Redbridge seem to have this game by the scruff of the neck, they scored and then kept Mansfield at bay.
I tell you the big thing, Shalom. The real honest reason why we aren't killing teams off and we aren't winning games scrappily 1-0 is the pure and simple fact that Richie Barker was sold, Richie Barker was not replaced.
I knew you were gonna
in the summer. We have not got a proven goal scorer out on the pitch, Nigel.
Well, I thought that the sale of Barker would
and the re-emergence of Mickey Bowling, I thought he'd have a new lease of life at the start of the season.
But he's never really been a striker, has he?
But he works.
He's never been a prolific striker.
His work rate is terrific.
Yeah, but I don't fault that.
But I agree, he's not got the finishing prowess of Barker, and neither has McAllister. But is McAllister's problem the simple basis that for the first 70 minutes of this game, we just knocked the ball long up to him?
Well, I don't...
I think he's got a good touch on the ground.
Yeah, but he's getting it on the ground. The thing is, the main majority of balls for McAllister are up towards his head. He's very rarely is getting the ball on the floor to be able to turn and do anything with it.
But when
which makes him look a poor player, which angers and frustrates fans, because the ball's played up to him, with him being so tall, he's looking to get a flick on or anything else, and it's the most difficult thing in the game of football to do. Richie Barker didn't always succeed at nodding the ball onto the right people. How many times did the big ball played up to Richie Barker flicked it onto nobody? But because it was so Richard, it didn't matter. Because it's McAllister, fans' patience are running out. We're not seeing him get a chance to get the ball down and actually play a little bit of football. When the ball is on the floor, he's not a bad player. He's got a good touch. It can take on two or three defenders at one time and do well with it. But if you persistently play the ball high up to him, which is what we're doing, and he's nodding on to that incredible great summer signing for £2.99 AL nobody that we've got playing alongside him, yeah, he's going to look poor.
Okay, let's move the conversation on a wee bit. Martin, where do we go and get a striker from?
Well,
not Matlock Town.
No.
Considering the state of flux of this football club at the moment is in a state of flux, we're looking to the likes of Billy Dearden to do his wheeling and dealing and get a youngster in on loan from a Premiership club, or at the very worst, a Championship club, or, failing that, you're looking to pick up a veteran from somewhere.
I think a veteran's what's needed. Well, seriously.
But where? Where from?
No one who's got a proven goal scorer is going to let them go.
Absolutely.
Let's face it.
Absolutely.
So you're taking a chance on somebody. Billy's taken a chance on Holmes from Matlock Town. It worried me a little bit when Billy said, oh, we've dropped down a couple of divisions to bring Holmes in. Well, it actually dropped down three divisions, so Billy didn't even seem to know which division this guy was from. Three divisions below League Two is a heck of a long way. Matlock Town's level is very low, let's face it. When people talking about plucking strikers from non-league, they're really talking about bringing in players from the conference, and there are some very, very good strikers in the conference. I saw a few in midweek myself.
The thing is, what type of player, in the current situation here at Field Mill, the club's up for sale, it's been dragging on and on and on. I know people said, it was announced in May that the club was up for sale. No, this club's been up for sale for a long while, and it's dragged on, and on, and on, and on, and it's slowly, I think the best way to describe it is like a cancer. It's like a cancer inside Field Mill at the moment.
I think it's festered,
it's grown, and at the moment, with Mansfield Town at the foot of League Two, that cancer is getting terminal.
Well, we can go on, I guess, all night, but
anyway,
as you can surmise from our little chat here, you're actually listening to three very, very disappointed Mansfield Town fans. Just a text here saying Sunderland last season at Christmas were bottom of the league, big changes, automatic promotion, it's early days, boys. That's from Rob Stewart.
It is early days.
Rob, thanks for that. At least, there's a bit of parity being restored there.
Well, do you know something? I'll get home tonight, I'll kick the dog, I'll chuck the tea at the table. And
the dog will be gone, mate. You don't know what's coming.
Probably will, yeah.
Not again. Your dog must be covered in bruises after this season.
It's all the RSPCA have been round.
Yeah. There will now.
I'll dust myself down tomorrow morning and watch a little bit of the Championship.
Can we seriously come back on Tuesday night and get anything out of the MK Dons?
Yeah, well, we can.
That's what I'm leading to. You know, I'll dust myself off tomorrow, and by tomorrow dinner, a couple of pints of Sunday dinner inside me, a bit of Premiership football, I'll tell you, and I'll be stuck in that mild disillusioned world that all Mansfield Town fans seem to slip into, and that's looking forward to the next game. And hoping that, you know, that the next game is going to be the one that everything's going to click all right.
Well, we
and that's it against the MK Dons.
We always hope, don't we, Steve? But if I'm perfectly honest, I'm not at all confident of getting something from the game on Tuesday, and I'm not at all confident of getting something from Rotherham next Saturday. I can see us very, very easily losing these two games, and we're going to be looking at 4 points. And if that happens, we'll be looking at 4 points in the opening 10 games of the season, and that's definitely relegation form.
Martin Shaw, we've just got one thing to do before we